Did you know that? Are you sure? You are a new creation. Why are you a new creation this morning? You have Jesus. Haven't you just received the blood of Jesus Christ? And you are a born again Christian. So you are a new creation. You are no longer the same as your mother born you that day, gave birth to you. You are different because the violent heat wind lives in you. In our Bible reading this morning, we are going to read from the book of Acts and hear of what happened on that day according to Jesus' promise. We are in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. Then we skip to 43 to 47. Let's read together if you are there. With the church Bible, I think it's 1093. Oh, I thought I had improved my sight by putting these things, but still, let's read together. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, they were saying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "And all these who are speaking Gentiles? Canaanites? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then we skip to 43 to 47. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added their number daily to those who were being saved. Wow! Wow! That's great! Maybe we should go back to the old system so that more people can be added to our numbers. I have attended some gatherings, whether prayer gatherings or services somewhere else. And I've heard sometimes the preacher speaking in a different tongue that I didn't even understand what he was saying. And most of these times, I didn't even gather enough courage to go and ask the preacher after the service, "What were you saying?" I always listen in bewilderment, because I don't understand what they are saying. In chapter 6, we also read about this crowd. In verse 6, Acts chapter 2, we read about this crowd. They were together. And they were in bewilderment when they heard these voices. The violent wind had set flames of fire on each and everyone. And they started speaking in different tongues. But surprisingly to the people gathered there, everyone heard what was being said. I gather if I start speaking in my native language here, maybe Jania only and Neil might pick some other words, Virginia also. But everyone else of you will say, what is Gibson saying? Did you hear what he was preaching? I didn't hear nothing. But on that day, they didn't need an interpreter. This is how the Spirit of God works wonders when it comes. So this is what we are praying for today. We don't need any bewilderment. We want to understand what the Spirit is saying to us so that our church can grow. Not only Landon Baptist Church, no. When I say church, I mean the gathering of believers. We want more. This same scenario reminds me of the story in Genesis 11. When the sons of men thought they had gathered enough knowledge and they wanted to build a tower to go up to heaven. God came to where they were building and you know what he did? He confused them. The same bewilderment that happened at Pentecost, on this time it was for confusion. Some sort of try to say to that story, this is where the languages of the world began. Well, I don't buy that story. The story I'm buying there, God brought confusion to them because they were planning evil. But on this day, on Pentecost day, there's something that is happening. God is creating hearts of understanding. At the Tower of Babel, he brought confusion. That bewilderment on there was confusion. But today at Pentecost, God is bringing understanding. He is cultivating hearts of understanding. That was Jesus' promise. He said, when I get to my Father, I'll ask him to send a comforter for you. The comforter has now come. We are still confused. Why are we here as a church? So as from today, this Pentecost should change you. On my theme, if it's still there, it says a new beginning. Simple that. A new beginning. Pentecost should be a new beginning in everyone else. God is cultivating hearts of understanding. We heard that they were speaking in different languages, but everyone who was there from all parts of the world, they understood their languages. And they even asked, aren't these people Galatians? How come we understand our own mother's language? Cultivating the heart of understanding. I don't know why I came up with this point. I want to preach to you today about reconciliation. It's been very difficult. We say, yes, we have had Pentecost in our lives. We know this is the first time Pentecost has been preached to us. But have we cultivated the heart of understanding what the Holy Spirit is there for? I'm speaking about reconciliation this morning because I read somewhere in the book of Matthew chapter 5:24 where Jesus was talking about this point. He was actually conscientizing someone who had brought his offering before the church. And Jesus said, go and reconcile with your brother. When you've reconciled, bring back your offering. How many times have we brought our offerings to the house of God, but we haven't reconciled with our brothers? Pentecost is there to cultivate a heart of understanding. Do we understand what Pentecost means? Or it's become a formality because it has been done before, so we are following that trend. Today is a new beginning. Let Pentecost bring that cultivation in your heart, the heart of understanding. Who is that you want to reconcile with and you haven't? The beginning starts today. Go back to them and ask, come, let's reconcile together. Did you know you are Christ's ambassador? An ambassador is someone who represents his country in a foreign country. I come from Zimbabwe. If you want anything to do with the British government, you go to the British embassy. So when you get there, the ambassador must know all that you want to know about Britain. So the same applies to you. You are Christ's ambassadors. So we must be led and follow what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Jesus said, go and reconcile with your brother and bring your offerings. It is a new beginning. Flames of fire were sitting on them. That has never happened before. Biblically, when you see fire, it represents God. The children of Israel, when they were being led in the wilderness, they could see a cloud in front of them. On the Mount of Sinai, Moses saw the fire of God. So fire represented cleansing. When the fire set on them, they spoke in different tongues. But even foreigners who were there understood their own language. You are there to represent understanding where there is confusion. It's a new beginning. That's why I am speaking about reconciliation this morning. Someone might say, how does this link together? Because God is planting the word of understanding in your heart. Starting with this Pentecost. That story, if you read on, Peter, when they said in verse 13, oh, they have had too much wine. That's why they speak in different language. Peter stood up and said, it's too early in the morning. You cannot get drunk so early in the morning. This was fulfillment of promise. Joel wrote about it. He said the Spirit of God will fill people and they will prophesy, young and old. So Peter was correcting them. They are not drunk. This is prophecy. It's taking its place. God is planting the word in their hearts. This morning, I am praying and preaching that we be filled with the word of God. As a preacher, I am beginning to do a new thing. Because I want the church of God to be filled with people who know the Lord Jesus Christ. I said earlier on, not this church, but the community of believers. When we come together, let God plant the word of understanding in our hearts. But above all, we must be ambassadors of reconciliation. I keep on going back to that word. I don't know why. Today is the Pentecost of reconciliation. Let me call it. We need another revival, but not another Pentecost. Don't get me wrong. We cannot have another Pentecost, never, but we can have another revival by the Spirit of God. So God, please help us to have the heart of understanding. Let that violent wind come in each and everyone if you haven't had that experience before. On that day, Peter stood and preached with power and veins. How many people were baptized? 3,000. Wow. Isn't that a big number? Even the disciples after that, they were overwhelmed. I think if that happens today here, we will also be overwhelmed. Right. It's a new beginning. It is going to happen here if you accept the change. It says, they experience the warmth of God. We want to experience that warmth also. Here in our lives, wherever we go. Let us be a living Pentecost. It's a new beginning. Don't you want to be overwhelmed by how things happen? Jesus said, those whom my Father has brought to me, I won't chase away. So they will be in good hands when they come to Jesus. Sorry to say this. We want a church with life. You agree with me? Yesterday, as we were at the Baptist Assembly gathering, I was delighted to hear some of my church members said, "We want our church to be like that." I behaved like I never heard what they said. So we want a church with life in it. Do you agree with me? But it starts with you. It's a new beginning. The church is not lively because you haven't reconciled with someone. How can a church be lively? When you are here, your mind is engaged with that person whom you haven't reconciled with. So the church cannot have life. You agree with me? Go and reconcile with your brother and your sister so that this church can be lively, like what happened on that Pentecost day when Peter baptized 3,000 people. It's time for reconciliation because you are Christ's ambassador. If there is no breath of God, you heard what Job said when I gave you that text at the beginning of the service. The breath of God is in me. That's why I am alive. Almighty God is in me. If there's no breath of God in you, you are dead. You heard about those bones in Ezekiel 37? Dry bones. When the breath of God went into dry bones, there was. The breath of God is important so that we can grow. Our numbers can increase. Not only here, worldwide, because that was Jesus' request. Go and make disciples in all nations. Not only in Great Britain, or in Africa, or in Asia. In all nations. Amen. Hallelujah. So maybe it's the time that God should remove the heart of stone. That's Ezekiel again. He says there's a heart of stone in the church family. That's why the church is not growing. If you cannot reconcile with your brother, you've got a heart of stone. I ask God to remove that heart of stone and give you a soft heart. I'm not going long, but I just want to remind you, it's a new beginning. Starting with you, this Pentecost. Doesn't Paul write to the Ephesians? He says, do not be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is my prayer this morning, that each and everyone here will be filled with the Holy Spirit so that God can be able enable you to plant His word in your heart. Let God cultivate that heart of understanding that will bring everything to an understanding. When you move and walk, you are a living Pentecost. You are a new beginning. You are a new person. You are a changed person. I plead with God to fill each and every one of you this morning so that we can start a new beginning together. May this Pentecost 2016 be a new beginning in your life. May there be a change at your work, at your home, in your community, because you are starting a new beginning enabled by the Holy Spirit. Remember, you are Christ's ambassadors who are committed to the message of reconciliation. That's where we start. Start with reconciliation. I'm not going into details, whatever it is. Go and reconcile with your brother. Then a new beginning can start. Father, help us to cultivate hearts of understanding so that we can plant your word in our hearts. Remove that heart of stone in me and give me a flesh heart, so that we can experience your warmth in our lives. Let's pray together. Father God, we are delighted that your word can speak the truth. This morning, as we celebrate Pentecost, which has been preached to us for several years, but sometimes it goes into the other ear to the other. So, Father, I am praying for the community of believers under heaven. Starting today, it's a new beginning. Christ has spoken about it, but we are not doing it. We start with reconciliation, 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 and a new beginning will start. Thank you, Father. Let your Spirit work in us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Let's